Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
25 to 11 and Mark McNamara with us to tell us all that's happening in the harness world. Morning, Mark.
Morning, Sean. Morning, everybody. Busy show coming up this morning, so we'll get straight into it. There was a nine-race program at Bathurst last night. Bernie Hewitt took training honours with three wins. Doug Hewitt drove two of them, but the eyes were focused on race six when our Uncle Sam returned. He's heading to New Zealand, and he returned in absolutely fantastic style. His driver joins us online. Anthony Frisby, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are you going?
Good, thank you. And Chris must have been absolutely thrilled with that performance last night.
Yeah, we were. We were very, very happy with him. It was just a great little run before we head over.
Was the plan only to give him one run before heading to New Zealand, or had he missed some work? You were happy with the preparation?
Yeah, we were really happy. We thought he all along would sort of get two trials and sort of hoping the race would stand up at Bathurst. And if that didn't happen, we would have just given him another trial, most likely, on the Monday. But, we mainly just wanted to give him that one run and then head over to New Zealand.
Home in 54.8, and he looked to be absolutely jogging doing it.
Yeah, that's right. He felt really casual up the back, and I sort of yelled at him at the 600, and he jumped on the bit and then he just, I just let him down at about the 400 and he just ripped home very nice and, just done it super easy, actually.
He pulled up well after the race last night. He eaten up this morning?
Yeah, he pulled up really well. His heart was really good. I think his heart was only 80 and then he ate up well this morning. So, he looks good. He took off bucking out the paddock this morning. So, he's pulled up quite well after the run.
Off to New Zealand now. Flight's on Tuesday.
Yeah, that's right. He heads over there on Tuesday and looking to go in the I think it's Ashburton Cup if all goes well, as long as he travels over there well and all that sort of stuff. So, exciting time looking ahead.
What about off the stand start? How much practice have you given him?
No, we haven't given him that much practice, actually. Well, he's saying that we stand him up every time at home, but... without the tape, we sort of haven't done much at all. We qualified him in Queensland at Albion Park, and he stepped really well. When I say really well, he was a bit slow, but he jumped well and took off pretty well once he felt them wobbles.
So he starts in the South Island at Ashburton, all things are going to plan. Then he heads to the New Zealand Cup. Then he heads to Auckland for the Inter-Dominion. I'm sure you've worked him the reverse way. How's he felt right-handed?
Yeah, he feels quite well. Down at home, it doesn't seem to worry him at all. And when we went to last year in New Zealand, in Victoria, when we were in the Inter-Dominion series, they put you on the track back to front, and he feels really well. And seems quite comfortable on it, so actually looking forward to going over there and going back to front with him to see what he can do. Actually,
you've had a look at New Zealand with the duels with your runner, and I didn't go to plan. But what have you learnt without giving too much away with that trip previously that's going to help our Uncle Sam this time?
Oh, I think that we might have just went a bit easy on the mare going over there. Travel so far, and I think we just sort of went a little bit easy on her. But they're quite the same actually. Over the years, we've traveled them, and they're quite good doers when we go away. So I think Dad's got him pretty well down pat now. He's done a bit of travel and went down to Victoria and had quite a bit with him, he's pretty good to maintain. The mare, she's a little bit harder, but. I think him going over there last year with the mare and knowing what the drill is over there with everything, and I think he'll do a good job with him over there.
Well, go well. Safe travels to everybody involved, especially our Uncle Sam, and fly the flag well for Australia and New Zealand. Anthony, thanks for joining us.
No worries. Anytime. Thank you.
Anthony Frisby there with a look on our Uncle Sam. Two meetings in New South Wales today. Tamworth have 8 races this afternoon. Penrith have 7 tonight. This man's got a pretty busy night with 6 drives in total. Cameron Hart, good morning.
Hey, Mark. How are you going?
Good. Thank you. You've had a bit of luck with the barrier draws tonight. Plenty of runners drawn in close.
Yeah, no, it definitely helps. You can get them up near the pace, and the good barriers around the small tracks are fairly ideal, really.
Let's rip into them. Race one, number one, Miss Ayla, does have gate speed, but she'd probably need to lift on recent form to figure here.
Yeah, that's right. The one will definitely help her. She's got good pace early, so probably don't want to be doing too much over the longer trip, and hopefully just sit her up in behind the pace somewhere and follow something that's a bit fancied in the race.
On to race number two, Panacea's Seal, another one for David Wade. He's just a very consistent seven-year-old, seems to have really found his niche, loves racing around Penrith on a Thursday night.
Yeah, no, he's been going super. His last couple, he's been a little unlucky, and, you know, he probably would have gave the winner a bit of a shake if he got out earlier last week. And no, he's just been a model of consistency this time in. And he comes up with a nine. It's going to be a bit of a tricky draw, but he's definitely going good enough, so I'm sure he can overcome it.
Is he good enough to do some work, or he's obviously, like most horses, far better with a drag into it, but if you have to work, is he still good enough to be there at the end?
Yeah, I think so. He's really strengthened up of late, and, you know, there's not a lot of pace on, you know, he's definitely versatile, so we might be able to get around him, but just see how the race pans out and drive the race from there.
On to the third race, you've got the three, Cody Shen, and another one, not a bad second at Canberra 3 runs ago, was beaten a fair way, and the fourth at Canberra behind Angelic Miss wasn't a bad run either.
Yeah, his number form probably doesn't look real flash, but probably going better than that suggests, and I think with the three, we can just slot him across early. He was good last start at Penrith. He just over the mile, they went a bit slow, and just it was a zip home, which probably doesn't suit his racing pattern, but if we can get a good spot up handy and they run along, it's definitely going to be there a bit.
Race four sounds like she should be in the finish if that run at Penrith last time is anything to go by. Did some work and was still too good for them. He's going to get a much more economical trip this evening.
Yeah, the one's a really good draw for her. She begins well and was a really strong run last week. She done a bit of mid-race work and held on at the finish, and hopefully she doesn't have to do quite as much early. Or mid-race this week, and I think she should be a really good chance.
I'm in 57.2. Up to the 2,125 metres tonight. Is that a concern that she's up in distance, or the work she did will nullify that for the longer distance tonight?
Yeah, she normally handles the 2,100 pretty well. I don't think it'll worry her too much. I think with the one as well, hopefully we can sort of boot through first sort of 100, 150 and sort of control the race from there, but I think that shouldn't be any worry.
What did you make of the run of Good Looking Rooster last time? Only 6.5 metres behind Benevolence.
Yeah, it was a good run. You know, they probably went a little bit slow for him, really. He's better off when they're just sort of rolling along, and it was a little bit of a slow first half last week. So I think the seven's not a bad draw for him. He's probably better on the fence, but probably need the speed on for him to sort of come over the top of them.
And you get the drive back on Devil Sticks in race six, number two tonight. Was a fifth behind Benevolence out of the same race last time.
Yeah, it was good last start. He'd done a bit early and sort of kept going, sort of bugging away at the finish. I think the drop back to the mile will help him. He might be able to roll along a little bit more early the first half this week. And I think that's sort of when he races best, when he's out free rolling. So drop back in from the mile to the 2,100 and probably drive him that way tonight.
Six drives. Is there one that you do think's the best of them?
Really like Sal's Luck from the draw. She's always consistent and always runs a good race. So I think she'll be a good chance tonight.
That's race four, number one. Cameron, thanks for joining us this morning on the Pace, and good luck on what'll be a pretty warm Thursday night out there at Penrith.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Cheers.
Cameron Hart joining us on the Pace. We've got a day meeting coming in from Tamworth as well. Dean Chappell joins us online. Dino, good morning.
How you going, Mark?
Good, thank you. Thanks for joining us. We'll rip straight into your runners up at Tamworth today. You kick off in race two with number 8, 7, Rippin' Aces. Gets a nice draw barrier two on the second row.
Yeah, it was a late change of drive, that one. The regular drivers come down crook, but I haven't driven him before, but he's been showing a bit of speed off the front line, that fella, and probably better suited following him through from the second line, so he's probably got to be some sort of chance in that race.
One that you do know well is race three, number 5. She's Heavenly a mare that you do train. You've been happy with her work since that fifth last time behind Miss Catalina?
Yes, I have been. Yeah, she's really come through that run good. She had no luck in that race. She got held up in vital stages. The run before that was terrific. So a bit awkward, barrier five over a mile, but yeah, if she has any luck in the race, she'll be sort thereabouts for sure.
You've got Apollo on, is it? In race four, number seven.
Yeah, his form's turned around of late. His last two runs have been good, and he's a little horse that loves to punch the fence. So if we can be close enough when they let him go, he should go well. His last two runs in probably a little slightly better company have been good. So we're happy with the way he's turned around. So that's his draw, and that's his sort of race. So if he gets a bit of a split at him, they'll know he's there.
And do you know much about the One Good Time Hero as far as early gate speed goes? Its draws lately have all been from the back row.
Yeah, I have driven him before for Greg. Yeah, he has got a bit of gate speed. He comes out all right. He's got one and two, so depending on the tactic they use there. But, yeah, he does come out good enough and he's safe enough, so we should be close enough.
You go to race six, number 10, Peggy Sue Shannon. You look to have a pretty good record on this mare, Dean.
Yeah, I love that little mare. She tries really hard, and the couple of wins I've won with her have been from awkward barriers in the same sort of race. So she doesn't mind doing it tough, sort of we can get going early if we have to. And which I'd imagine we'd have to do today. But they'll know she's there for sure. She, like I said, we can use her a little bit mid-race. And, yeah, she really tries hard.
And your last driver is right on with it, aided by the scratching of the seven. So you start two off the back row with the nine as well.
Yeah, he's our family favourite, that fella. He's had a massive record for us and he tries hard every time. That's his draw, that one. Bit of speed off the front line, he'll be close. He's got a really sharp sprint. If the pace is on, which I'd imagine it would be in that particular race, so I really give him the best hope of the day.
Right, that is race seven, number nine. Dean, thanks for joining us on the Pace this morning. Good luck up there at Tamworth throughout the afternoon.
No worries. Thanks for your call, Mark. See ya.
Thanks, Dean. Dean Chappell there. Joining us, Sean, you can have your show back now. That's been On the Pace, a busy On the Pace on this Thursday morning.
Good on you. Thanks, Mark. Mark McNamara on the Pace.